Yeah, I'm trying to ping up. What you got your eyes out for? What you got your eyes out for, woman?
Hi, A.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
Oh my God. So listen, this is what I'm going to do, right? Hey, Enoch, could you tell pretty what's her name to bring her ass in here? This is the title I'll come up with. I will worship the ground you walk on if you are worth it, right? But my thing is, how do you determine if someone is worth you walking? Where the bro just go? What, that thing didn't work? You know what I mean? So I'm waiting for what's name. She come. She
Nah,
just came
you
back to the
good.
app.
What's up, peoples?
What's good with you, bro? How you doing, bro? DJ Big Skull, Scully, how's it going? So, what's up, Nacho? Sienna, how you doing? So today is not just Men's Day. Damn, I can't. I hate trying to run a road while I'm driving. Okay. So what? Okay, let's just start off. What do you think about the title, Royal? You believe in that, Royal?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I've seen it, so I know it's possible. But the woman's worth definitely is going to be determined by the man, what he deems as, worthy. Because, each man's going to have different things that they feel that a woman character, about a woman character and what she possesses, if she's worth it. Everybody's needs are different, so.
And you talking about as far as a man worshiping the walk the ground a woman walk on. It isn't it is not it's far fetched. If this happens, this really does happen at times too. That's what
Yeah,
you're saying. You've seen
absolutely.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me invite the rest of my people up. So
It
this was
definitely happens. I've actually seen it with my own two eyes, 'cause I go by. That's why I'm the type of man that I am today. A person could tell you anything out of their mouth. Show me. Don't tell me. Just show me. Show me that you can be that good, that be my Pippen. I'll be Jordan or Rodman or any other player that was on that particular team at that time. In other words, show me you can be a good teammate. And I'll take care of everything else for you. I'll take care of everything. You
Yeah,
know,
worship the ground
because
she walk on.
I literally what exactly. Because I literally think my grandfather worshiped the ground my grandmother walked on, because why? That lady wanted for zero. Anything she needed, anything she wanted. Okay. Done. Okay. You know, no explanation of why she needed it. Okay. Done.
He muted up. Okay.
You
I'm sorry.
know,
What do you think
they
about
were
that? Because
married
I got
for,
it.
I would say,
Hold
I
on,
would
DJ.
say,
And I got because I gotta hold on, brother. Because pretty, you there? Did you send me that or?
I'm here. Could you? Oh, I got you. I got you.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Here's how the phone call. Sorry. Okay, sorry. You there, bro? A lot of you niggas ain't gonna act
No,
like y'all gonna act like y'all not y'all y'all having a hold. I need somebody else to speak.
what up?
Is y'all going? I think y'all on this social media shit where y'all feel as though, oh, you guys, you're a simp, you're a sucker for love, and all that type of shit. That's what I'm going to get from you guys. Charmaine, you there? Oh, did she got a phone call too?
I actually heard some shit like that,
By what?
No, because one time I'm explaining, like, nigga, I do anything for my wife. And some dumb, I don't want to call niggas dumb, but it can't be nothing else.
Okay, before you go in, right? Everybody help me ping up and stuff like that. You already know what it is. Help me ping up. Share as much as, at least share the people that's on the stage, just share to different people. It should be about 9 or 10 shares in the share. What's the name? Just bring back the old clubhouse, man. Help me ping up. Share the room. Get ahead, Paul.
Yeah, no, I was just sharing the joint. No, so I'm going to say, because I'm like, yo, I'd do anything for my wife. Like, anything my wife asks me to do, I'm going to do it. He going to go, oh, so you just let your wife control you. You let your wife walk all over you. I'm like, that's my, what are you, what's the point of marrying somebody, bro? I was dead ass confused. Like, wait, like, doing what you're supposed to do for your spouse, you're allowing them to walk. No, bro, that's called being mad. Like, yo, what are you, I didn't even know how to, like, conceptualize that shit in my head. Like, yo, bro, I made her my wife for a reason. I will do anything my wife asks me to do. That's my wife. Like, DJ's running mate, bro. Like, she don't want for nothing. If my wife asks me something, that shit's good as done. Like, no questions asked. And vice versa. What the fuck is the point of being married to somebody or being with somebody that you feel you're not gonna go to that length for? And then more so, what's weird to me, you expect that same reciprocation from that person. Like, you would want somebody to do that for you, but you think by you doing that for them, that's them control. Like, I'm fucking confused, but I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. You mean to tell me, yay, it's not worth y'all sharing? Only got 5 shares. Y'all can't give me the 10. I'm not worth you sharing. Y'all some piece of shits. All this goddamn time I knew you, nappy head Negroes and Negroettes, and y'all can't share the goddamn room to 10? The audacity of you motherfuckers.
I shared it.
I've been
twice.
Bringing you good rooms time after time after time. And this is the things I motherfucking get. The nigga tree.
This is my room title.
I like the title.
This is not your goddamn room title.
Hollering.
We were actually on the phone and you were talking.
Hey, Charmaine, how y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Now you want to be nice and easy talking and going.
I'm easy going, easy like Sunday morning. Hell yeah, nigga. Said I'm easy.
Shut up, all right? Look how you do. Let us have our room. You had your room, didn't you?
I'm quiet.
Thank you, sir. Now, who was talking just now about
the title? I think DJ was talking about one. I wanted to say something on the topic. But to the topic, like, all right, I get what you meant. You know what I mean? I can't worship the God that any woman walk off on and could worship God. But I know what you mean, though. Yes, I do believe when you have that wife, you're supposed to do everything in your power to give her everything she needs because that is your wife. Both, like the scripture says, you're supposed to give everything you can and back and forth. Y'all supposed to help each other to be better. I believe Brother Paul said someone saying, you give your girl, oh, you bugging. Well, that dude is single, whoever told you that. So tell him to kick rocks because as a husband, your objective is to take care of your wife so she doesn't have to ask no other man for nothing. Even in scripture, it says the woman leaves her father to make her new family. So you are the beginning of this new family, this new lineage. So yeah, if she's worth it, give her the world because she deserves it. But just don't do it recklessly to any and other ones because your foundation would be destroyed. And you know, as a man, we work for everything that we have, most of us. And when we work for everything we have, it hurts us more when we lose those things. Like, I haven't realized it until I was like 29 when I felt kind of superficial at the same time until I had to like get counseling and all that. I lost this ex I had, and all I was thinking about was all the money I spent instead of the relationship that we had. And even when she called back and asked to when I mean spend, and it's not just like bags and stuff. When I say spend, I mean like monetary little things, like transportation to go somewhere or for the little date, like little things like that. When you're at that time in my life, I was like in my early 20s, I was only doing like what, 47K a year. These things, those little things add up to what we are as a man, especially having a child at that time too. And that's being transparent, don't really care. But yeah, if she's the right one, give her the world because she deserves it. And women need to be treated with respect, but it has to be the right one, and she has to be worth it. And don't feel no type of way about doing for your woman if she deserves it.
Hey, pretty, you did pretty.
I think she's on the phone. I think she was on the phone with Charmaine because then she left and she's still on the phone. I'm just making the assumption though. I could be bugging.
I think no. Charmaine must have went into a private with my homeboy. Rico, you there, Rico?
Yeah, I'm here.
What you thinking about, brother Rico? Because you know these rooms I'm doing, you know, it's kind of trying to. I'm trying to take the focus away from the hate. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit.
Yeah, I give up, bro. I give up. I'm not gonna be here because I already not came to the assumption, the divide and the polarity on this app. It's already pretty much far too gone. I get your intentions. They're noble, but I'm not trying to repair this shit. Let these men that know it all go out there. They just say this shit because now they want to be. Most of these, I ain't doing this. These women ain't beautiful. I don't care. It's because they think like just get to the bag or I get this kind of like sexy red culture. That's what the culture puts forth. But that's not the direct representation of a lot of these women out here. But they want to utilize that to make it seem like to keep this gender war shit going. So I just let them. Women going to keep saying all men ain't shit. They going to keep saying that men sleep around. They have no good intentions. And women going to keep saying that men don't qualify to be husbands, to be in relationships, that they Pookie and Ray Rays, tank top Tonys, and all this other shit. So because everybody has put this kind of roadblock in the way, I'm just going to step aside and let that shit happen. Because if I like a woman, I'm not going to let no man ever tell me, I don't care if she's my wife or my girlfriend, tell me what I can do. I was on a stage a couple weeks ago. I went on there and said that if I take a woman out, I take her to dinner, I show her a good time, I walk her back to her car, I give her flowers, and I don't have any expectations of sex in return. All these niggas came off the mic and said, oh, you're a simp. You're a simp. You're a simp. Where are we now in this day and time? Well, we can't even take women out. I enjoy women, the company. You guys don't even enjoy the smell, the company, the softness, her hair. Like, y'all love niggas. So but go be with some thing. Niggas. Go be with these niggas y'all want to be with. Go date these niggas. Because if y'all don't want no woman and y'all scared to tell women that they mean something to you, that you need them because you think he's going to make you like a sucker, that shows me y'all must be grew up with insecurities. I'm not insecure as a man, so I love women. Everybody hear it. I hope the replay's fucking on good. I love women. I'm going to take her out. I'm a wine and diner. I'm going to buy her some things. I'm going to get her some flowers. I'm going to do everything I got to do because I, at the end of the day, I don't want to be with none of you niggas. Y'all can't make me feel like a woman make me feel. And because y'all can't, I can't let y'all project that bullshit onto me and start to believe like women are my enemies. No, they got soft skin, soft legs. They smell good. And I love it when I'm laying next to them. So y'all got it, yay.
Yo, listen, do you mind? I appreciate you. I also want to say that continue being who you are. There are some people who think like you, move like you. It is a real thing. So don't believe the hype of what people are saying always in Clubhouse or anywhere else. I'm sorry. What's your face for? What's wrong with that? You don't like it?
Yeah, finish your submission. Don't worry about him.
Oh no. I'm still. I think Rico knows what I'm laughing at. I'm laughing at Rico. But this is
but what he's saying is true. I see that.
Oh, also. It's true. All right. The first thing he said was true.
It's true. Everything that he said, true to that. I see it, I hear it, and ultimately, if you just pay attention to people, you'll get what you need from them. It's just so unfortunate that people are actually spending their time with people that they do not deem worth it. There is no logic to that, but they say that men are logical. Just believe what you see. Know what you see. People are representatives of what you see, not what you hear. What you see, what you observe around you,
that's what you're dealing with. But when people learn to just see that and know and stop just saying, hey, this, I mean, you sometimes people like to make excuses and they try to fit it into something that it's not. Be okay with that too, because at a point they will acknowledge what they see as well, because then it's overwhelming. But listen, love is real. All men ain't shit. Like, all men are not in a position where women will classify them as not being shit. Let me rephrase that. My apologies. There are some amazing men out there.
I just need somebody.
I have one. I have one. I appreciate him. And he, you know, it's a lot to it. However, it's worth it. Yes, I will worship the ground that you walk on. And I know you're going to do the same for me. I know you're going to walk. You're going to worship the ground that I walk on. It's mutual. It should be.
But I just want to say that, hold on real quick, Rick. I just want to say to that, you know, when you said people be hanging around people that it just don't make sense, and you know, some dudes aren't about nothing. Same with females. More than likely, if a dude's hanging around a woman that you're like, this don't make sense, he's probably just hanging around to blitz the cheeks. I'm just being honest with you. Like that, like, I'm a man. I'm going to give you game. The game's meant to be sold, not to be told. I know dudes. I'm like, yo, bro, shorty, wildin', why you mind, bro? I'm just trying to crack her and go about my day. I'm like, oh, like, dudes move nefariously. Like, I see bro thumbs down. Yeah, so he must have never been outside. He's never been around greaseballs. I'm telling you, as a man, right, dudes are greaseballs. So when you see something that don't make sense, that's literally from a man. I don't know why a woman, I would assume a woman's more materialistic. Like, yo, why she with him? He a cornball. He this. I would assume maybe it's money. I don't know. But I know for a fact, if a man is dealing with a woman by metric and we're like, yo, bro, shorty, yo, why you even, I'm trying to blitz her shit and get on the move. That's literally, that's why Rico, everybody laughing, because they know what I'm, that's the truth, bro. So
it's unfortunately true.
Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you an understanding, Asa, as a man. Like,
that's no, really I 100% agree. That's why I said, like, I believe what I see. I know what I see. I don't have to believe in it. I just know it to be true. So until a person just take you and be like, yo, sit your ass down. But they right there with me, sitting their ass down too. I can appreciate that. It ain't no, I get it. We love, we just like to be around each other. We care about what the other one is thinking, doing, seeing, smelling, tasting, the idea, what's in your head. What are your thoughts? Absolutely. I'm just saying, it should not be where it's just like somebody gonna play with you. Men or women should not allow people to play with them. They shouldn't. But if you're going to enjoy one another until you get tired of enjoying one another. It's okay, too. You don't have to be mean, bitter, and angry.
That's my wife in the PTR, too, for everybody asking.
Yeah, let me say this. Brother, I disagree with you. That don't mean I don't know what I'm talking about, bro. I don't even take it that serious. See, I'm actually speaking to what Rico is talking about. You see, I'm speaking to what Rico is talking about because When men, all of us are not stereotypical. We'll be going around banging folks and want to bang chicks and all that, blitz the cheeks and all that kind of shit. All of us are not like that. Now, granted, you got niggas that are like that. That's for sure. But it ain't most of these niggas. It ain't most of us. We not like that. So I've been talking the same shit, at least on Clubhouse, for 4 years. The same shit Rico talking. I don't give a fuck about a nigga. And any men that know me on Clubhouse know I've been saying the same shit. I don't give a fuck what a nigga think. I'm heterosexual, my guy. So I don't have to do that. I don't have to say pause. I don't have to do none of that shit. I'm not a follower, dog. I'm just like you might be, Paul. I don't know you. I go my own way, man. Niggas don't influence what I do in my life. So there are some men, you know, that we just don't gravitate on that kind of shit.
No, I told you, it
ain't personal though. I feel you.
No, that's why I put my wife in the PTR because, you know, I don't
use. Man, I ain't even acknowledge that stupid ass shit.
Right, that's my wife. I just don't want. I just want to be in a free space to let y'all know, like, this is love, and that's what it looks like, you know?
I try not to laugh, man. We should
joke on your wife. That's a disrespectful for us. But, yeah, to Albert and Paul's toy. To Albert and
what'd you say? You say that's your both wife? That's one ugly-ass big back bear.
Yay,
come on. I'm not going to.
Where the fuck did you find that wildebeest of a man, woman, woman, boy from?
I'll be doing my wife.
Somebody left the goddamn lamb chops and steak in front of her too long.
She makes a mean mayonnaise sandwich.
Yay, can I ask you?
I'll stop talking about my wife.
Yay, can I ask you a question, Yay? Why are
no, somebody need to make that motherfucking run laps like they do when you tie the horse up and you put the food in front of them and they run around the laps. You need to do it for that woman.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Somebody,
you Rico.
That's not his wife. That's why I'm talking shit, Rico.
I know, but tell me this. Y'all men are so scared to be in love. Y'all scared to be romantic. Y'all so? Scared to do... Yes, y'all.
No,
are.
I said y'all so.
Yeah, I know so. I get it so. Y'all scared to sing to these ladies. Y'all scared to hold their hands. Y'all scared to write them love poems. Y'all scared to do all that. So when y'all say y'all think everything is about provide, 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 but you have no emotional connectivity because you don't want to let your heart be free. You don't want to tell her how you feel. You don't want to have in-depth conversations. See, this is where you guys are at right now. Y'all been so conditioned by y'all own thinking that this is feminine. It's a femininity to this. It's not. That's why women know. You think women don't know when men not trying to be authentic themselves? You think women don't know when y'all rehearse these lines? Y'all so tough around your lady. You treat your lady like your homeboy. That's how you treat her. You treat your lady just like your homeboy. You might well go play basketball with her, lift weights, and do all those things with and play spades all day because you don't want to sit down there when she around. Y'all act like she not even there. Y'all act like y'all don't care if she leave you for another man. You don't give her no foot massage. You don't do none of that because you feel like all that's no, I'm not doing none of that. You think because you paying the bills, you think because your ass go out there when you pay the mortgage, pay the rent, you got a little bit of money and you do all this shit right here, that make you a man? Oh, she happy? No, she not happy. She not happy. Tell your woman how you feel. But some of y'all going to keep on with this same shit until you realize that you going to be alone because of your own prideful and selfish ways. You keep listening to these goddamn so-called people, these red pill, these goddamn people talking about all this bullshit, and you gonna end up sleeping with the red pill. You better let your ego go, find a woman that you like and that wants you, and build something with that woman, and then confide into that woman and be vulnerable with that woman. And if she don't allow you a vulnerable space to communicate, then you got the wrong woman. See, I don't have no problem. See, y'all, hold on, Yay, don't before you cut me off, brother. Y'all think y'all tough. Y'all
I didn't come off the mic.
No, I'm just saying. Me and you street guys, right? We street guys. For the most part, we come from the streets, right? Dr. Albert is a street guy. Y'all don't know Dr. Albert passed. Dr. Albert a thug, but he now a doctor. What I'm saying, he come from that. I don't have that now to push. We've done that already. Y'all, I don't have to do that. So when I'm with my lady, I like it because she's soft. And I don't want to be hard. Y'all so want to be hard all the time. You like this brother here, and this ain't no shout at you, brother. I'm sorry. You want her to bring your food on a food tray. You want her to mop and clean and get down there with the Clorox clean up wipes and go out there like Cinderella and organize shit and fold your shirt and steam clean it. And
brother,
that
brother.
No,
brother,
on, brother,
you
hold
are
on,
definitely
brother,
trolling. You need, no, you need now. You need to relax because
no,
now
I'm
at first
trolling.
I was letting you rock, but now you
listen,
dated any of my ex, you dated any of my exes, brother?
No. Okay, you can respond in a minute. When I'm so, in these rooms, I hear
yeah,
men talk
let him
like
get done, sorry.
Hold on. I hear men talk like you, and when I say I jump in, domesticated duties, I help, I mop, I clean, I screw up toilets. I'm great with a Dyson vacuum. I wash dishes. I clean countertops. I do all that shit. I use that powder, that smell good powder that you put on your, you know, that order refreshing powder. I use that shit. Men say, oh, well, if I'm out here working, why the hell? Nigga, I use the air fryer myself. If my kids need something, I go in there. Y'all scared to make spaghetti and meatballs. So what I'm saying, I'm not speaking to you in particular, brother. I'm saying the mentality.
Yo, brother, you just said my name. Cut it out, clown.
What I'm saying is, bro.
Let him talk.
You a clown. That was crazy.
Family, brother.
You literally just said my name. And then said, nah, I'm not talking about you, brother.
Mental men's awareness.
Bro, you was wild.
Brother, listen. So, I'm telling you that the way you speaking, you say you're a man of God.
Bro, you know, if you don't read the Bible, you cannot tell me about God.
I know, I get it, brother.
You cannot tell me about
God
because if you read the Bible, you wouldn't even be talking how you talk.
I know what you're saying.
Let him get done. Let him get done. So
you're talking about God. You're talking about God, man, women, children in the hierarchy of the Bible. I get it. I'm for you, but you must also be of service of your family. You must too. Like when men keep highlighting submission, you submit to your wife in different ways too. It just shows up.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So what I'm telling, see, this is what I'm saying. In your mind, you want to go back. You cannot. So let me ask you a question, brother. You keep talking about the Bible. Do you ride a mule? Do you ride a horse and a chariot around? No. So context and time matters. We're in different times. The basic overall projection of the Bible is fine, but we have to be more realistic in our thinking now. Women are not subjective to the same things in those times. And those, we already in a patriarchy, that was crazy patriarchal times back then. So what I'm telling you, brother, I hear what you're saying, but a lot of men, y'all want to control and dominate women, nerd swag. This what you want, nerd swag. You my guy since I've been on the app, but I've never heard you one time come off your mic and say, hey, I like women. I want to be in a committed relationship. I want to love. I want to love on a woman. I want a woman that can treat me right, be nice to me. I want to be in a committed happy. You never say that. You always got a complaint.
I never heard him say it. I never heard him.
I've never heard him say that. I just want to be with the woman, have compatibility, take her out to dinner, No, it's always, oh, well, women, why don't black women do this? And if black women go for the Pookie and Ray Ray, and why can't you just love on women? Why do you have to come on? Because
they're not that nigga, Rico.
I heard him say it. I heard him say it.
But when I see you, Charmaine, I see a woman that I want to be with. I can't deny it. Why are y'all fighting against y'all natural impulses and desires to be with these women? Because you want to fight. You want to push forth some type of weird men. Hear me roar. Men, you're not fucking cavemen. You want to bop her in the head and drag her back? Me, you, Jane. You make fire. No, that shit is done. So,
Rico,
bro,
is spazzing.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, we gotta let Asari get in there. Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm gonna let you get in there, brother. But this is
let me prove
okay.
Next.
I'm gonna let you go, Rick. Because Rick, you another one, Rick. I love you, Rick, like in a brotherly way. But you another one. Every time you speak, it be like on some down in women shit. How much y'all gonna hate women?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. All right, listen. All right.
First, get it. Hey, Valentina, you know you a baddie too. I'm going back on mute.
Hold on. Okay, no problem.
All right, sorry. It's been a minute too, Ashari. It's good to see you.
Same here, brother. Long time.
I'm going to take okay, Rico, you got me crazy with my fight. My face is laughing. I've been dying the whole time. You've been kicking ass, and I can't say I've seen him say it. I've heard him say it, but I wanted to do something right. Since men feels dope, they would worship the ground so a woman walk on if she's worth it. What grounds are we setting it on? Like, what are we looking for? What is the standards? So I'm going to hand the mic to Pretty, and we're going to talk to the men, ask the men some questions too. Pretty, you there?
I'm here.
You want to jump on
it? Pause. Should we ask them individually, or should I ask them individually, or should I ask them all at the same time and they could answer?
I was at a pause. See, you know what? God damn it, Rico's right. You know what? I'm tired of these bitches.
Kind of person. I like for you to send a certain.
Not being tired of your mother. No, I'm just kidding. But
okay,
yeah, I'm ready.
You can pick them up. Oh shit.
Okay, hey. So y'all was coming off the mic a lot, so let's do Asari. Asari, quick question. Your debit card, or your social security, or the deed to your home. How long would it take you to give a woman access to something like that? A sorry?
I handle the bills. She don't gotta do nothing. So never. I still wanna answer what Rico was saying. Y'all I'm smoothed over that after this man called my name out and all that. So let me go back to that a little later.
I have a way I was segueing in my rooms, okay? And please just respect it. I mean, that time has expired. We'll jump right back to it after we get finished. All right,
long story short, I take care of the bills. I take care of the bills, so that's not our job. And I do dang near almost everything. I've been taking care of my son since he was a baby. I've been cooking since I was 9 years old. So it's like I'm not asking for no maid. I don't live in prehistoric times. I'm not driving no mule. I'm Jamaican by descent. I mean, we could take care of bills for the kids.
Can I say something?
I'll take care of it. You didn't question it.
This is what's going to happen, right? I got Pretty here, and she's going to conduct this conversation. I want her to specifically point out people and talk to them. So it's,
I want to say what she said about me. 400, yay.
Who said something about you?
Your man went ham for an hour with no.
Listen. This is my room. Hello, I segued for a reason. You guys talked all fucking day. Could you just let me do what I fucking made this room for? Just for ten minutes. God damn, just 10 fucking minutes at least. Go ahead, Miss Pretty. These goddamn men are unhinged. Thank you, Rico.
I appreciate you. Nerd, I'll ask you. How long would it take you to give a woman access to, let's say, your debit card, your social security number, add her name on your lease or the deed of your home? How long would that take you?
That's a loaded question, but I would say no sooner than 5 years. And this is for an average modern American woman.
Okay, Paul, same question to you.
I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, I'm with Nerd. I was with my wife up to maybe when we met, like 2-3. I say we was in like maybe 3-4 years before I even got into like putting her name on things, and it more solidified like once the baby came along and everything. Like I'm not turning over none of that. That info, dogs, and that's my wife. I ain't turn over no info. Like that's why I'm with her. Like I couldn't see myself doing that with I don't trust no female on that level even after my wife. So I'm not leaving her, bro, because I'm not giving nobody else my info. Like that's it. I could never have another girl because I would tell her to her face, like, my wife takes care of whoop de woo. Oh, you still talk to her? Yeah, bro, you could get left, so shut up. And this is how it's going. So yeah, I'm with Nerd.
Okay, you're with Nerd. Pause. Yeah, no Phantom, freaky. What about you? No freaky. Pause.
I gave mine to my wife probably we got married.
Okay, how long was that, if you don't mind me asking, from the time y'all met to the time y'all got married?
Not sure how to answer that, because we knew each other for 8 years, but we only dated for maybe 8 months.
Okay, what about you, Midwest? No, he don't want to answer that. Enoch?
Need y'all participation, fellas. Enoch.
What's the question?
How long would... Okay, so I'm going to say it, and then I'm just going to go to everyone. How long would it take you, on average, to give a woman access to things like your social security number, your debit card PIN, add her to your lease or to the deed of your home? How long would it take, on average?
I mean, until we married. So I can't give a definite answer.
Can you give me a range?
I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take for me to marry somebody once I meet them, you know? So, no, I can't.
Okay. T.O.?
Like, same thing what he said. Until we in a serious relationship or until we married, ain't no time limit. It can be a year. It can be 2 years. It can be 3 years. It all depends on the vibe of the relationship, to be honest, because if we together for 6 months and we going strong or some shit like that, and let's say I need her to go grab something for me real quick, I'll give her my card to go grab it. You feel me? And if they don't take credit, I'm about to give her my pen or something like that. But besides all that, it'll be mainly just kind of like on some, like, if we married, because you can't trust people nowadays like that. It's too many people being on some bullshit. It's way too many people on survival. Way too many people in survival mode today. So you gotta be extra careful with that.
I appreciate you saying that so much, Rick. What about you?
Well, firstly, I just want to say I know that you didn't know, but you was talking about, you said my mama or whatever. I found my mom dead in my bathroom last Friday. So,
I apologize, love.
Condolences, brother. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all good, but
condolences, bro. For real, if that's real, that's real. Condolences, bro.
Yeah, thank you. But same answer. You know, all of that, like the vital information, like definitely marriage, man. Or if at least I know we gonna get married.
Okay, Alpha. I think we got a couple left. Alpha, what about you?
Yo.
Did you hear the question?
Like 35 times.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Once I know she the one, she can have whatever. It don't matter. Like, there ain't no time limit. It is what it is.
One day.
As soon as it's proven that, you know, we together, then it's good.
Okay. So now this question is for all the men that I just asked that question to, right? What would a woman have to be? Who would she have to be? What qualities would she have to possess for that till we get married, 5 years, et cetera, to convert to first day you meet her?
She got to pay some bills.
I would say this on some real shit. It's like, for me, my quality of woman is someone that she has her own shit going on. Overall, she's not in survival mode. She's like, she doesn't need much, but she supports me the same way I support her. She reciprocates the same way I reciprocate.
But you're not going to find that out on the first night, though, right?
No. First night.
First day. What would it take?
For me to give you anything on the first day? Ain't nothing you can do.
Anybody else?
Be honest. First date. You ain't getting shit from me on the
Beautiful.
First day.
Beautiful. Anybody else? The first day, I'm asking. What would she have to be, do, what to get it all on the first day?
Bro, in order for her to get that shit on the first day, she would have to fucking cure AIDS, cancer, all on the same day, stopping off an edge from burning, some crazy shit. They look, Rico talking about she could get it right away. Yo, bro, this is what I'm
saying. Wait, let Rico answer that question. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Yeah, Rico. Let him answer that crazy shit because he's the only one. Like, bro, Rico, he's bugging.
I don't care what these guys say. They're not gonna make me. She can have it right away. She can get my card and she can have access to my card. Because I have faith in her. I trust her. I want to make her happy. And whatever she needs, go get it. I trust her to do the right thing. Because I'm trying to preempt a pattern that when we are, and I believe we're going to be together, that we're going to end up sharing accounts anyway. So we might as well go ahead. I'm trusting you to do the right thing. Go spoil yourself. Take care of yourself. Whatever you need. Money is just a tool for goods and resources. What's most important to me is that she's happy. If you guys don't want to do that, that's your own business. I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, stay on mute with that, bro.
Hey, brother Sad, man. Goddamn, why I gotta beg you to come up here all the time, brother Sad? Come up here and join participation.
I don't got no rebuttal for that, brother Sad. Give her your.
I got rebuttal for that shit.
Okay, well, let me get finished talking. Paul, help me with some order in this motherfucker sometimes. Brother Sad, come on up, brother Sad. Brother Sad, never want to come up. Okay, go ahead, Pretty, and then Pretty's conducting, okay. So the hell do it.
Can anyone else tell me, first day, what she would have to be, what she would have to do first day?
She would have to have 5 references from men in her family who's of God, and they all come from God, men of her family. And then I would still probably be skeptical. It'll probably be by the third day, and then I would say no anyway, but at least I'll give it a thought. Respectfully, but I would think about it really hard. I would, honestly, because you got references coming up. Yo, she's a God fearing woman. I'm like, you know what? This is impressive. You know what I mean? But no, I still wouldn't.
Oh, on that note, her daddy would have to give me a guaranteed contract to say if she leave you on some stupid shit, I'll give you $10,000.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. No, no, no. Y'all, you already answered. So now here we go.
No, I wanted to be part... what Rico said.
Wait, wait, no, 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 no. Fuck all that. This is the final question. This is the most important question. On average, how long does it take you to sleep with a woman without a condom? I'll wait.
That's
a good question.
2 years.
I have no problem.
That's a fact, bro. Like a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
You said, hold on.
I'll ask first. I'll ask the first.
I'm not realistic. Right. I'm not realistic.
Hey, brother. Why they lying?
I'm ready to answer.
Why you always lying?
Why you always lying?
Hey, I knew it wasn't set up, and I'm still ready to answer. Y'all just laughing.
Can I answer?
Sit here and be like, we got you. What's going on? We
gonna answer. Hey, no, I'm gonna say this. Hey, I'm gonna say this. Sometimes it be the first night.
Dang.
Sometimes and you be scared like a motherfucker too. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Then sometimes you be scared than a bitch.
The first night going wrong.
That nigga's wildin'.
I said sometimes. Oh no, let me finish. I said sometimes niggas do go wrong the first night. You just be in the mood and just like you got a rubber, be like, shit, I don't. You got one? Nah, then y'all just go with it. But or y'all pull out your little papers and shit there, whatever it's called, and y'all show it and shit like that. But my chart, yeah, that my chart.
Let's be,
but but it's like, but the end of the day, it's just like I don't think people put a real time limit on that. To be honest, it's just like it'd be really just a heat of the moment type.
My chart.
I mean, some niggas probably do put like a time limit on it and be like, we won't get checked out together and shit like that. But a lot of niggas be playing Russian roulette with their dick.
That's a fact.
So wait, right, so well, one, wait one second.
Go ahead,
so
then, go ahead, you got it.
Oh, I'm sorry. So then, isn't it fair to say, if a woman would have to jump through all these crazy ass hoops, right? Go through all of this stuff in order to get access to your money, your credit, your socials, but you'll fuck her on the first night without a condom, that you value money and your things that are replaceable. Over
yes, I value that shit way more. Yes, I value my money way more than that.
Man, okay. I don't like the way it should be getting switched up. Like,
nah,
I think you can some shit and then that applies.
No, but it does. Do you want me to break it down?
Nah, I don't want you to break it down.
Of course, because now you come to the realization that that's what it is. Because if you're willing to put your life in jeopardy, right, your health, the next 18 years if you end up with a baby, all of this stuff in jeopardy, you obviously value things that are replaced.
Do you know niggas? Like, niggas will jeopardize their life for a thrill. What are we talking about? Niggas will do crazy shit on a regular day basis. Like, niggas don't give a fuck about their life. Like, what the fuck is we talking about?
Exactly.
Niggas,
so,
I'm
glad you said niggas don't care about their life and shit like that.
I mean, what he's admitting to, he's admitting to essentially.
Ain't no pussy worth the STD, and I got kids.
On Allah in heaven, God, I ain't.
That's a fact. And to what
I got kids, ain't never had an STD, but I'm here to tell you that both of them bad, all right? So feel how you want to feel about it.
Your I learned kids, my lesson.
Your kids ain't 18 years. They till you die, just like an STD. It's till you die.
Nick, the first woman that burned me was my girlfriend, Nick. You know how old I was? I was on house arrest.
Your girlfriend
burned me? I was like 16, 17, and I was her first. She gave me chlamydia.
Man, she did that
I'm
thing?
Like, bitch. Yeah, I was on house arrest in my daddy's house, and he was a preacher. You get what I'm telling you? Guess who had to take me to the doctor? My preacher daddy. He said, you was on house arrest. When did you have time to have sex with her? She basically just snitched on me. That's what she did. She fucked my whole life up. Yep.
I don't. Is chlamydia that shit that burn you?
Nah.
It's a disease that could be treated. But to her question.
Man, that nigga know what chlamydia is, acting like he don't know what chlamydia is.
I'm asking a serious question.
Respectfully, if you don't know what the STDs do to your dick, you don't need to be out here fucking.
That's a fact. And to Pretty's point.
Even the 100.
And to Pretty's point.
That's the Pretty's point, dogs.
And to Pretty's point, this is why I move the way I move right now in this day and age. That's why that question was funny to me, because that's why Nerd kind of laughs too. No, I don't fornicate now, but in the past, yes,
yeah, that was my back girl. Sorry, don't change, don't charge me, don't try fucking, don't judge me. Sorry, I'm not judging,
16. brother. You was in house arrest,
and she left me with a flaming dick. I don't know. Lord, I was have mercy.
I'm gonna pray for you, brother. Flaming, but that wasn't your fault. First of all, you was in house arrest, so you wasn't even going out there looking for Vag. It came to you, I don't. I you didn't deserve that. Nobody deserved
he
that.
Probably like I said, I push this on
everybody. Get the my chart app. It's very important. But like even now in this day and age, even when I court, like I'm saying, if they don't have a my chart app or showing papers, I'm not even speaking. But I don't even sleep with women on dates. That's why when Rico was saying all that stuff, I was halfway agreeing and halfway reluctant. Because look, it's simping if you're doing all this stuff for a woman who is not yours. Okay, if you're doing it for a woman who you're trying to court and someone who you actually have interest in, then that's not simping. And that's the difference in that. And back to the thing, to me, I want to say the same thing as I think Rob T.O. said, it varies with men. When I was fornicating, when I was living in flesh, is about approximately 1 to 3 months minimum. But let's go back to that. How many contraceptives do they have for women? I can't tell you how many times. You know why I lost my virginity at 21 years old? And not the fact that I wasn't getting it. I was getting an offer since I was 13 years old. But the reason why I didn't bust my nuts at 21, because women kept saying they were allergic to latex. This is a full-blown thing that happens to the majority of the women in society. Not all, because I've met numerous women who have no problem with condoms. So I get that. But for the most part, any man who sleeps with it, especially in this young age, woman won't be allergic, won't even know what her allergic reaction is, talking about she's allergic to condoms. Woman be lying about that. I'm just keeping it real. I'm getting called to a room. I'll be right back. I'm coming back in the room.
Give me a second.
Hey, you know what I found?
Hey, I would say this. Hey, I would say this, though, right? I never been burnt. Thank God I don't got no wood next to me, but I'm hoping I'm going to knock on some wood soon. And, but I don't really be fucking like that, to be honest, because I don't trust females and people. I don't trust nobody, because the first thing females like to say is, I want to have your baby because you got good hair. I'm like, you feel me? Like, I don't trust nobody. So, but like I said, it depends on the girl sometimes. You be out, you be hanging out, da 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 da. And shit, sometimes, like, it happens. And then some girls you look at and you be like, it doesn't have a look, but you just be like,
I was about to ask you, what does the healthy girl look like?
Exactly. I was about to say it don't have a look. It don't have a look. But it be a vibe. But have you ever had a vibe or something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
You had a conversation and you'd be like, I ain't about to touch you, like you got something. Then some girls you be hanging out with, you're not thinking nothing of it. It just be like, and then y'all just kissing and y'all making out, and next thing you know, y'all kind of like, you're in a condom moment, and like you got a condom, and sometimes you go to a store, and sometimes you like fuck it. But
I just want to say to the point where the sorry was saying, first off, I don't care about all that allergic latex shit. They got like lambskin condoms, all that shit. I'm not going raw, bro. I don't give a fuck what I could count on my one hand on God, nigga. I'm not playing that shit. I could literally count on my one hand. I'm not going raw, bro. You bugging the fuck out. I take it a step further. It's so real. One time, this girl I was talking to, I got introduced to her through her friend. She told me some shit like, oh, you know, if I get pregnant, I'm keeping it. Bro, for like 3 months, she's coming by my crib every day, hanging out. We watching Netflix. I see her homegirl that hooked me up. She's like, yo, she keep coming to me talking about y'all ain't fucking, why you fucking? She said if she get pregnant, she keeping it. The best way not to get a chick pregnant, you don't fuck them. And she really came to me like, oh my God, you're not going to sleep, yo, bro. Look, it comes down to self-discipline. I am a disciplined nigga. I care more about my money and shit than I care about some pussy. You's bugging the fuck out. Like Pretty said, you think I want to give you money for 18 years? You think I want something intricately tied into me and you, which is a child for 18 years, then they'll try to hit you with that line. Oh, but if you was a real man, you take care. I am a real man. That's why I'm really telling you I'm not really fucking you no more. See, because another nigga gonna lie and play the chances. Remember this, 1% is a chance, homie. I'm not even taking a 1% chance.
We don't need to have sex no more. You could go find another dummy that's gonna clap your shit, and you gonna keep his. I want a family like that. I knew my goal. That's why I'm married with a kid. Now I want a family. I don't want a bunch of chicks running around with a bunch of little Paul variants, bitch. So we ain't doing that.
Hey, Paul. Hey, so, I had a situation. I had a situation like that once, and it was one of them nights type shit. And we got drunk, shit like that. I don't remember what the fuck happened. All I remember is like we went to sleep. She left. We did use a condom, but I ain't think nothing about where the condom went. I think 2 days later, the bitch called me, cussed me out. Nigga, you had a condom inside. I'm pregnant. I'm gonna be the worst baby mama ever. Nigga, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, bitch, we was both drunk. I don't remember the fuck happened. Like, yeah, but that's the only type of scare. That was the only type of scare that I had. A girl talking about if she get pregnant, she gonna be the worst baby mama ever. And luckily, she was not pregnant.
Why is she having like sex that. And have that type of attitude?
I don't know, because she got mad because the condom was inside her. She found it inside her a day later.
I got jumped by a girl and her friends for some shit like that one time. Like, true story. I got jumped because this was this one chick. I ain't going front. She was fake fire, Nicaraguan chick. I already knew what type of frantic shit she was on because she kept talking about having a baby. And after we stopped fucking around, she went and got pregnant and tried to spin the block back once. I'm like, oh, can I come live with you? Get the fuck out of here. Regardless, we get back to the crib. She drunk, I'm drunk, my cousin's with her two friends and shit, and like, I'm drunk, but I'm still like a little coherent, and I know you gotta really pay attention when people talk, bro, you gotta listen. So like, I'm laid on the bed, and it's feeling like she's making me feel how girls feel, like she was trying to take advantage of me, like she's unbuckling my pants, and I ain't gonna front, I'm on some drunk, soft shit, no freaky, I'm like, stop. Stop trying to take my pants off, stop. Like, she's taking my shit off, bro. And she had a sundress on. So she tried to, like, get on top of me. And, like, yo, in my head, I'm drunk. But in my head, the bells is going off. All I'm thinking is, like, oh, my God, STD, STD, pregnancy, STD, pregnancy. And I was like, yo, get the fuck off me, yo. And I just snuffed her off the bed. Boom! She falls off the bed. Her friends run in the room. And I ain't going front. I'm like, my pants is on buckles. I'm like, yo, she's trying to have a baby. She's trying to have a baby with me. And her friends is like, yo, you punch my homegirl. I'm like, yo, get the fuck off me. She's trying to have a, yo, I'm wild, drunk, pants off, boxes. She's, yo, her ass is out on the floor with a sundress. My cousin coming tsunami. He like, yo, you wilding, buzzing, like, what you doing? I'm like, yo, she's trying to have a baby with me. She's trying to have my baby. So, bro, nah, you ain't ever catching me. Long story short, she left. She got pregnant. She tried to call me up on Christmas, and I already knew what the vibe was. I guess her parents kicked her out because she got pregnant, and she knew I was living my best single bachelor life, fucking everybody. And she's like, you know, I'm pregnant, and I was wondering if I could come stay with you. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, you can come through, and like, I'll crease your shit a couple of more times, and you can bring your homegirls. I'm going to crease their shit. She's like, what? Oh, you ain't a real man. I said, I'm not taking care of some other nigga baby, bro. Like, you think I go outside and make money to take care of another nigga that scored on your uterus's kid? Get the fuck out of here, bro. You won't get your shit creased. I'll bring bitches back. I'm creasing all they shit. I'm not taking care of no other nigga kid. What you mad about? Like, you went and got pregnant, stupid. You sold your buns out the game. She's still single. The kid still don't know his father. And yeah, life worked out great. I'm married. She inboxed me when I got married. She told me she hopes I die. She called my wife an Asamamalee.
Yo!
Yeah, bro. Bitches was mad when I got married, bro. They was all in my inbox. Oh, that was supposed to be me. I hope your bitch dies. That A-Rab, Asalama, Lake, and Bacon, bitch. It was volley. I'm like, yo, bro. Like, one shorty came to my house, some Colombian bitch.
Paul, put like, yourself on a timer, Paul. Paul, oh, yeah. Put yourself I on land, a timer.
No freaky.
Jesus Christ, you Italian nigga. Pretty. Were you done, Pretty?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm just listening to what they got to say now.
This nigga Paulie can run you down like an Italian black. I'm telling you right now. Rico, so who's that? Sorry, and who Rick at? Rick here? Oh, he done left. They wanted to say something to Rico.
Oh, go ahead.
Man, I got to call the federal. Is there a federal agency for anti-simping? Because this is out of control. Like, you gonna go, why are you gonna compliment a woman who insulted your best friend on the app? Like, that's not solidarity. Ooh. You got to keep the bro code.
Who is that?
Happened? What happened,
he was trying to get at Valentina.
Oh, that I didn't know that. Y'all say that's Nene?
No, that's some random UK. It's not. No, that's not her.
I don't.
How do you know? Because I just let tell Valentina, give Valentina a worst name to come up.
That
come up.
Is a beautiful come up. Woman. What do you want me to do?
No, just come up and let me hear her voice. Just do
I
that.
I don't know that woman. How are you holding me? Who did she insult?
She insulted Yay.
Well, that don't count. Anyway, I don't care about that. Anyway,
that don't count. It's crazy.
That don't count. Anyway, I don't know.
Wait, invite her up here, Rico. Let me hear her voice.
I don't know who she is.
All you gotta do is send a goddamn invite. All
right, bro. Like, y'all niggas is wild. I'm gonna see if she maybe. She, I'm pretty sure she wanted. Let's see.
Man, she always popping shit. She ain't scared of nothing. Bring your British ass up here. Let me hear your voice. You always popping shit all the time in my damn chat. She ain't scared.
He said that's Nene Burner.
Mm-hmm. I say that. Because I look at all her profiles. I look at her profile. It's all the places that she go. There's no way in hell it's be a coincidence.
I don't know who she is, but I know she bad at the motherfucker.
She not coming up, right? She's not coming up, right?
I know she bad in the motherfucker. I don't know. Y'all continue on.
I bet you see. Well, come up. Come up. Let me hear your voice. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. If not, I'm kicking your ass out.
Man, you can't kick that woman out of here.
Shut up, Rico. Enough simping.
Shit, I'm about to take a flight.
Yeah, that's it. Well, what do you think? What do you think, pretty? What do you think about that? What you just did? What do you think about that exercise?
It was expected. I told you that. I don't know. From women, I think there's more of a shock or realization. But you heard the dude. He was like, we worthless. What'd you expect? That was crazy. Shit.
I was waiting for Alpha pushback. I'm sorry, Burpin.
Okay, I mean, y'all niggas talking so goddamn much, nigga. I was just in the background listening, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you was talking just now. What are you, drunk?
Oh, nigga, I couldn't be heard, man. Yeah, Pretty cut me off. You had Rico cut me off. This nigga Paul start telling stories. Nerd start telling stories. All right, man, you know what? Fuck it.
Say your shit, bro. Say your shit, bro. Meet me up.
Yeah. You know, first of all, this is Clubhouse. I need y'all niggas to stop capping, all right? I see you niggas in the world. You niggas is whores. Like, you niggas is whores. You niggas and you women. You niggas is not virtuous. Y'all don't have no self-love. So I know y'all all fucking up. So stop coming on this app making up shit. You understand what I'm saying? When we can see it. All the baby daddies who don't do shit with their baby, with their kids. All these raggedy-ass women take... Like, quit capping on this app, man. That was my only point, bro. You know... But me personally, I used to be a hoe, you know, first night, nigga, first hour, nigga, like, well, it was whatever at a certain time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I grew up. Well, actually, I got depressed. And then I grew up because I got depressed. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to stick my, I'm worth more than just sticking my dick in every pussy, you know what I'm saying? I'm worth more than that. So now, I need some time. I'll fuck you on the first day. But the first day gonna be so far away, you know what I'm saying? Because I gotta get to know your ass. I ain't just gonna take your ass on no goddamn date. Like, no, what about a conversation about life, nigga? Like, who are you for real? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That was the only point I was trying to make. But niggas be capping, bro. I just can't with these niggas.
Nigga, I'm going on a date right away. What you talking about?
I don't date, daddy. Nigga. They gotta earn a date, bro. They gotta earn a date. Yes, nigga. I gotta earn a date too, bro. Like, y'all niggas be too frivolous, man. Y'all niggas need to really hold some shit down, bro.
Y'all dudes, this shit I got real weird, bro. This app got real weird. I'm about to log off for the day, bro.
How does a woman earn a date? I'm curious.
How does she earn a date? I mean, this is the stars, you know what I'm saying? It goes through the conversation. It got to be interest, you know? It got to be spark. It got to be something there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she could go get a nigga to take her any day, you know? That's cool, you know? Maybe that nigga could take both of us out, You know what I mean? But
I gotta see
what kind of woman you with first before I might spend my money, nigga. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Oh shit, it is still open. This nigga is stupid. Maybe that's who the next. What? Let me see this damn chat. Is she still talking? I'm not coming. I know you ain't, because your ass is who that is. I know your ass is that. You rude ass. Fucking rude. I'm not telling. Somebody tell me about my. I will never date somebody that tells me I got chlamydia. Motherfucker, I was 16. You think I care about you? What makes you think I would waste my time with a woman like you either? Anyway. Y'all baddies don't fucking, y'all baddies don't shake me. I don't really even like baddies like that. That's why I made that last room. That attraction shit, no, y'all wasting motherfucking life. Y'all is. And y'all don't even have shit going on y'all goddamn selves. Just pretty looks. I walk away from it. Dead ass. I'm sorry, pretty. Baddies don't shake me, don't break me, they don't do none of that. All they do is give me a fucking headache. Think I'm gonna go in my safe and spend money on you for what? You can't listen. I like investments, right? If I spend my money on you, I know we can do something that. All right, now, I know we can do something that's gonna sit there and make us money back. You know what I'm saying? So now you got your own account as a person. Sorry, someone taught me something real good about finances. If I'm gonna spend something on you, I know that we're gonna make money back in this way. So since y'all want to sit here and be transactional, I'm going to treat you like a business. We got to make money first. You can get mad at me if you want to, but I learned. If you're going to spend money on nothing, you're going to get nothing. Yeah, let me see.
You'd rather have an ugly headache?
We got terrible. No, it's not going to be an ugly headache, though. That was good, though. It ain't going to be an ugly headache. It's going to be an ugly, what you call that?
Headache.
Ugly piece. Shit. Nah, hell no. I ain't gonna get no ugly headache. Ugly headache, I drop her even faster.
Why don't y'all just be honest? It's different. I'm sorry. Ugly and pretty.
I'm sorry, pretty. I'm not gonna do
it. It's a difference. Go ahead, baby. Let me tell you something. When a pretty or someone that you find attractive or gorgeous says like something or you get in an argument, you look at them and it's not that bad. But if you got a monster in your face and you get in an argument, you be extra mad. You be ready to kill something. Am I the only one that feels that way?
That's true. That's true. If you ugly and you got an ugly heart, if you don't get your mule ass out of my motherfucking house right now, send your ugly ass back to the fucking zoo. If you pretty, a little more tolerance. I try to talk to you more, try to, you know, communicate with you. But then ultimately, I'm like, listen, bitch, you ain't even worth me dying. Because I don't want to. You're not going to kill me. I'm out of there. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, even to the title. When I worship the ground you walk on. If you're worth it, if I understand I'm going to receive a certain type of treatment from you, if you're going to love me unconditionally like I can love you, yeah. If you send it in ready to learn, I got to call somebody anyway in a second. Ready to learn, talk, move, grow with each other. Oh, I'll deal with you. But other than that, no, you can keep it moving. I don't have time for it. I done had enough pussy in the world to understand that every pussy ain't worth the trouble. You get what I'm saying? But damn right, if you look like a cage monkey, oh no. You definitely can't talk shit to me. If you look like a cage monkey, you can bounce, baby. I should have had one of my men's rooms and shit like that. That's why I should have did. Juliet and them got a room? Huh? I bet you they got a roll. Let me see. So you said you about to be out of here, right? Right, pretty? Yeah, I knew they had a room. That's the reason why. That's where all the people's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Can I tell them about that later? It's at 11 o'clock anyway. But
yeah, go ahead, Mitch.
Thank you. If any of y'all rap and y'all want to come through with doing a rap challenge, getting all the information for it at 8, but then it starts at 11. So if y'all want to come through, then, follow me and then come do that. It'll be fun.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all for y'all coming through. And one day, Valentina, you're going to bring your ass on the stage. Are you going to bring your ass on the stage?